brought to you by Penguin.
Build the damn thing. How to start a successful business if you're not a rich white guy. Written and read by Catherine Finney.
For Christian, I can't wait to see the world you build. The universe is conspiring for your greatness. I just took a DNA test. Turns out I'm 100% that bitch. Lizzo, patron saint of boss bitches. Prologue, a builder's story. How many times have you opened a business book and read some piece of advice that was true, except for you? The year 2009 was very, very good for me. 6 years earlier, I had turned my love of discount shopping into one of the first lifestyle blogs called The Budget Fashionista, TBF. The site had grown into a seven-figure media empire. Along the way, I had become an online influencer before Instagram and TikTok even existed. My first book had been picked up by a major publisher and became a hit. I had a monthly spot on NBC's The Today Show, and my blog was landing six-figure endorsement deals from major companies like TJ Maxx and Tide. I was even living in a deluxe apartment in the sky in New York City. Life was good. That is, until I decided to join an incubator program in New York. As a Black woman building her second tech-enabled business before the word startup had an entry in Urban Dictionary, joining an incubator was supposed to offer me the ability to connect with other startup founders, to be in a space where entrepreneurship was celebrated, and to get mentorship from people who have built successful companies. An incubator was supposed to have curriculums that walk entrepreneurs through the phases of building a company and connect founders with experienced mentors. I had a killer idea. I wanted to leverage the 1.1 million weekly unique visitors to my blog empire to create and market a beauty subscription brand for Black women. But I knew from building TBF that building a company is lonely work, especially when you're first getting started and your idea is a dream. You can see your idea, you can feel the idea, but you might not know the steps to turning your idea into a business. There I was, a Yale-educated scientist running one of the most popular lifestyle sites in the blogosphere. I thought that with those credentials, the startup world would welcome me with open arms. I was wrong. I didn't know it quite yet, but the startup world wasn't created for someone like me. In fact, it wasn't created for the 233 million plus Americans and the billions of people in the world who aren't white men. This was especially true for the early 2000s New York startup community. At the time, New York was like the plus one to Silicon Valley's robust tech bro-centered culture. In the early days of the startup world, a successful city was one that had a local company that was sold for more than $1 billion, aka a unicorn company, because those were the types of companies that made venture capitalists rich. It wasn't until 2013 that New York would have its first unicorn company, Tumblr. Footnote, Tumblr, home of cat memes and not safe for work content, was founded in 2007 by David Karp, and was sold in 2013 to Yahoo. Remember them? As soon as I entered the incubator from hell, I was met with the harsh reality of pattern matching. Pattern matching is why it's easier for some groups, tech bros, aka white guys from Stanford, to get the funding and support they need to grow their companies than it is for others, everyone else. The theory behind pattern matching is this. Since many of the successful founders in the startup space have been white guys from Stanford, MIT, and Harvard, it's assumed that all future successful founders will likely be white guys from Stanford, MIT, and Harvard, too.
As Paul Graham...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?